Hello and welcome to Publish Me, a monthly podcast series of the AS41 Podcast Network, where we explore the publishing process of the fantasy epic, The Will of the Magi. I'm your host, Keith F. Shelton, publisher of AS21 Media, and here to join me as always is...
This is Paul Dickinson Russell, the author of The Will of the Magi. Hope everyone is doing well, and Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
And I'm Rana Gaynor, design consultant for AS21 and book cover artist for The Will of the Magi. It's only a week into the new year, and I'm already exhausted.
Well, really, that happens any time throughout the year, right, Rana?
That's what being an adult is, apparently, just a permanent state of exhaustion.
Yes.
Exhaustion and misery.
Yes. And in case you haven't already noticed, this is January 2019, so Happy New Year, everyone!
Yay!
And we are a month out from our fourth anniversary of this podcast.
Yay! I'm so sorry. It's my fault.
Yes, it is, Paul.
Yes, it is.
Thank you all for sticking with us this long. Yes. Your patience and suffering will be rewarded shortly.
Define shortly.
Oh, go ahead, Paul. She asked a question.
I wrote a 900-page book. I can't do shortly.
Apparently not.
It's a 250,000 words. I don't do short.
This is chapter 46 of the Publish Me podcast. It's going to be a short one this month, as we're just going to be talking about our 2019 resolutions. So before we resolve, we need a quick update on what the hell happened in 2018, and more importantly, in December. Paul!
Wait, let me pour myself a drink first.
We have alcohol already open here. We're doing good. December saw many good things. I got another chapter wrapped up with Corey, and he just got me another one yesterday. So we are plugging away. We are over 50% done.
Woo!
Yay! Which is beautiful. So that's going nice and clearly well. At this pace, hopefully, I think we'll be done by April.
Okay.
I think. Okay. So that's pretty good.
So that would be for a summer 2019 release, because although he'll have it done, we want to have it out and be able to send it out for reviews before release, so.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So it's only a year behind schedule, but.
Only a year.
Only a year.
Hey, it's not The Wall. That's a lot further behind schedule than my book is, so I'm doing really well.
By the standards of President Trump, most people are.
So, Rana, how was MAGFest?
Pretty good. I worked a lot. I usually staff MAGFest, and I usually work a lot of hours. This year, I worked a lot less hours, so it was kind of just like, oh my god, what do I do with myself? So I got to explore a bit more, and I got to actually play some cool games and just, you know, try to really relax.
Yeah.
At the fest, so that was nice.
Cool. Now, I heard that there was a hang-up with the Kickstarter.
Ah, yes, the Pathwise board game Kickstarter. It did not get funded, partially. Well, it happens. I mean,
there was also a delay from China, right?
Yeah, so at the time that we started the Kickstarter, we didn't even have test copies of the game, like, in hand. We didn't have any test copies to show off. So that was one of the things that probably affected our Kickstarter performance, because like people didn't know exactly what they were getting, what they were pledging for.
Right.
The creators of the game were like so excited to go to market and just get on the Kickstarter. There were some marketing steps that they missed. So they're regrouping and they're going to try again.
Okay. It's
still going to happen eventually, but this was a learning experience. This was our first ever Kickstarter. So, you know, we're figuring it out. Not the end of the world.
Right. All right, well, whenever it launches again, we will share the links. We will promote it on here, because obviously we got a few more months of this to go. So.
Thank you to anyone who pledged the Kickstarter. Thanks to AOS21 Network, and thank you, Keith, for being so supportive.
No, no problem. Paul, you don't have to hide. This is an audio podcast. They cannot see you.
I still bring shame and dishonor to my dojo.
Well, December was the Give a Book campaign for AS21 in partnership with Walls of Books in Washington, D.C. We had a couple events. We had Literary Game Night, and then we had Poetry Open Mic featuring the works of Robert Frost. We had a couple people turn out. We had pizza. It was fun. It was cold. I think we read one Robert Frost poem, and then we watched SNL Lonely Island videos for a while.
Sounds like a fun night to me.
Absolutely.
That works.
Now we're gearing up for the new year. We've got a new staffer that will be joining AS21 as of the night we're recording this. Actually, we're actually recording this on the 7th, our usual release date, for several reasons. One, MAGFest this weekend meant that Rana was busy, and Paul's pretty busy because it's January 7th, which means it's Paul's birthday, everybody!
Oh my god!
I'm older! I Yay. Feel my hips already creaking.
And of course, are we a full week out, Rana?
Oh yeah, I had a birthday too.
Yes! Amazingly, all three of us were born in the same week, except different years. So, yeah.
It's amazing how that works out.
One step closer to becoming venerable old wizards.
Yes, indeed.
I have the beard and I have the magic stick. I'm good.
I have the magic hair.
Hey.
I've got the familiar upstairs. Yeah, we all have familiars. We all have cats, yes.
Yeah.
They're sleeping.
So your birthday was just before the new year, right?
It's December 30th, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you're the 30th, I'm the 2nd, and Paul is the 7th. So yep. Boom, boom, boom. Nice.
There was a wonderful post going on around, you know, like we do every year, twins, one born one year, the other born 2 minutes later the next year, whatever. Don't know if it actually was happening this year. Probably did somewhere, but yeah. Feel sorry for those kids.
So now we are in a new year. It is January 2019, so we're going to have our resolutions. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by...
Hey, kids! If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that we are sponsored by Audible, the world's largest collection of audiobooks, over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can sign up today at audibletrial.com/AS21, get your first month for free, which means you get your first audiobook for free, and that is yours forever. There are so many wonderful titles to choose from. And let me talk to you about reading goals for the year. Last year, I set a reading goal. I was going to be ambitious. Well, first in 2017, I said, I'm going to read 50 books. And I read more than 50 books. I think I read close to 80. So last year, wow. I'm like, I'm going to be really ambitious. I'm going to read 100 books. Paul Rana, you want to guess how many books I read last year?
101?
Close. Paul?
200.
I'm sorry, Rana wins the closest number without going over because we do the Price is Right rules here on the Publish Me podcast. The correct answer was 107.
Ooh.
Yeah. And how did I achieve 107 books in the year 2018? The answer, my friends, is audiobooks. When you can listen while you work, when you can listen while you drive, when you can listen while you metro or train ride or bike ride or any other type of thing. It's amazing how many books you can get into. And especially if it's great ones like The Works of Sarah Vowell, where it's a full cast recording, or it's ones read by the author, then you hear their own voice, you really soak in the knowledge that they're sharing. This past week I finished Atlantic by Simon Winchester, now I'm on the second book of the Dark Tower series by Stephen King, and next week, Fascism by Madeleine Albright.
Yay, fascism!
I feel like that's required reading right now for some reason. So, Paul, Rana, what are your reading goals for 2019?
I sadly missed mine last year. I had a goal of 150 books last year, and I only, according to Goodreads, I only read 53. But that only keeps track of the ebooks I was reading, so it was probably a fair bit higher since I mostly read paperbacks.
You weren't actually checking them in.
Yeah, I didn't actually check them in, so I'm setting myself the goal again of 150 books this year. I've already finished one. The Last Wish, I can't pronounce the guy's name. He's Polish. I'm sorry. It's fantasy, so it's great.
Are you apologizing because he's Polish or apologizing because you can't pronounce his last name?
Whichever is less bad, according to my listeners' views.
Okay.
So, the next book that is on my reading list is The Dinosaur Lords by Victor Milan.
Nice.
And then audiobooks, I'm going to be re-listening to the Wheel of Time series on Audible.
Nice. All right, Rana, you're reading goals.
I don't want to put a number on it because then I'll just get anxious. I do want to read more books because I haven't done that in a while. I have gotten through most of Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology and halfway through the annotated Mother Goose. Nice. So that's fun. So I do want to read more books and know what the heck everybody's talking about. But yeah.
Yeah. Understandable.
Non-committal answer, but there you have it.
All right, that's fine. Considering we tend to let people get away with non-committal answers or extended deadlines, I think we'll let you go on that one. By the way, my reading goal for this year, I decided to be ambitious, 101. And I got one down already. I'll finish second book of Stephen King's Dark Tower tomorrow, and then onward to fascism. And so much from there, including, I believe, 1493 by Charles Mann, and some Jules Verne.
Then you could explain the Dark Tower series to me.
Yes. Maybe.
I remember once I literally picked up a book. It was basically an almanac for the Dark Tower series by Stephen King. It had, like, a glossary and, like, a truncated timeline explanation. And I was just like, oh, if I ever get into Stephen King, I'll need this.
Yeah, it is pretty ambitious, but yeah, we'll see.
I have read the graphic novel of that, so it's a really good graphic novel.
Okay. All right, so now getting on with it, this is chapter 46. We are giving our 2019 resolutions. Now, just as an intro, AS21 as a company announced our company resolutions this past week, and those are put the website on a diet, figure out what's worthwhile to keep up there, what needs to be cut back on, content-wise, everything. Assess the best ways to support our creatives, you know, the logical things, advertising support, scheduling events, you know, helping hand, knock them over the head with a billy club, you know. Mm-hmm. Paul, there's no point in ducking. It's not like Corey is standing right behind you! No. Build our social media footprint with a targeted strategy. That's where our new hire actually is going to help. Enhance our audio team with new talent and experiences. Remember, we are hiring new audio staff. If you have any audio experience and want to learn or you know, put that to work, let us know. And then finally, create dynamic and engrossing artwork. So basically, we're covering all the things. Publishing, website, social media, audio, and visual arts. So that's our company resolutions.
There we go.
So now it's up to our individual resolutions. So let's start with Rana.
My resolution this year, well, I have a to-do list for myself. Number one, redesign my website because it's been like 4 years since I built it. So I need a refresher and get better at social media because I'm not very good at posting consistently. And grow my freelance business, look for more contracts while still maintaining my day job. Mm-hmm. And generally just growing my skills and my network, trying to do bigger and better things.
Okay. Sounds good. How about you, Paul?
My main goal is 3,000 new words a day. Written words a day.
Oh, you're not going to create 3,000 words. You're going to write 3,000.
Oh, yeah, yes. I'm going to write 3,000 words of new content of my own creation each day. If I miss a couple days, I'm going to make it up in subsequent days. So it works out to...
Well, yeah, averaging out, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's going to be about a little over a million new words, so... We shall see what I can actually accomplish there. That's basically the main one, and that's the main and only one, essentially.
Okay.
Realistic goals for myself.
Okay. That actually would take a lot of work, so yeah, it's kind of hard not to have any other goals. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good one, though, and in the spirit of the podcast, of course. For me personally, I always have my long-standing resolutions every year of trying to be the best husband I can be, to be the best father I can be. There's lots of things of always being on the lookout for new opportunities and trying to embrace them. I definitely do want to write something this year, as in actually write something to completion. Like, I've done a lot of little writing here and there. Like, I've written maybe a chapter and a quarter of one book and three chapters of another book and a couple pages of another book and outlines of a couple others and short stories and all these ideas that seem to be running around my head, but I just got to catch them and nail them down.
Nailing them down is always the hard part.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So my main goal for 2019, other than the ones that I seem to have as every year, is to not so much publish, but to write something. Because if I can write it by the end of the year, then I can use 2020 for editing, or hindsight, as you might say. Because if I don't get it done before the end of 2019, I know I'm just going to get stuck when the election starts gearing up. I mean, all the candidates are already coming out of the woodwork for the Democratic side. My head just going to get so into the elections, I'm not going to have time to write. We already got craziness enough around here, so finding time to write would be a good way of kind of calm down the crazy just a little bit. So that's it.
Yep.
If you have your own 2019 resolutions, you can share them with us, especially if they're writing or book related. We would love to hear them. How many books you want to read, how many books you want to write. If you're James Patterson, it may be a couple dozen. And if James Patterson is listening to this podcast, I would love a follow on Twitter. You can reach out to us at Published Podcast on Twitter, at Published Podcast on Facebook. Email us, publishedpodcast@as21.com. This podcast is hosted by Podomatic. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, and our home on the web, audio.as21.com. So feel free to... We're going to be putting posts up over the next couple weeks on the Publish Me Facebook page asking people what their 2019 reading and writing resolutions are. So feel free to share them on there. And remember, we are a supported podcast, and so our social media pages are just as supportive as well. So if somebody seems to only say they are only going to read like 15 books, that's perfectly fine.
Yes.
Be supportive. Anybody wants to share. And of course, once you post something, feel free to check in with us throughout the year, because obviously this podcast will be going at least another 6 months.
I'm ducking my head in shame.
So we're lining up guests. We're going to have on author Jeff Deck next month discussing his new book release. We still have, at some point, we'll have Catherine Rowland from the Copyright Office on to discuss copyright, especially since we just had a major unloading of copyright material. The first time in several years that new works were released into the public domain in the United States, because they kept on extending copyright law and keeping certain things from getting out, which means I believe Mickey Mouse becomes public domain next year. So, yeah. And then there is a past guest that we were looking to have back on. He came on before his book was released. We're going to try to have him back on now that his book is out to talk about how things are going with that. And then, of course, Cory Parker will make another appearance, and we'll have other fun stuff to do. In the meantime, January 27th, George Mason University, it's Virginia Comic Con. I'll be there all day. Rana is going to try to show up, right, Rana?
Yeah.
Paul won't be there, so you're safe.
Still haven't met him in person, fun fact.
Neither have I. We've been doing this podcast for 4 years. I have not met Paul.
I am a face on the screen. You don't know what I'm actually like in person.
All right, what else is coming up in this new year for the both of you? Events, writing contests, fun stuff.
I got a bunch of writing contests I'm going to try and work on. And fun thing, on a really random note, I'm going to be volunteering at the Garden State Comic Fest June 29th and 30th.
June, okay.
Yep.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm going to be tabling at KatsuCon 2019 at the Gaylord National Resort in Oxon Hill, Maryland. That's Valentine's Day weekend. So I will be selling my wares, my prints,
yay,
and coloring books and whatnot. So that should be fun. I may or may not be going to the Game Developers Conference this year. I don't know yet. So I'll know on January 10th if that's happening.
Nice.
Okay. Well, we'll promote it all next month then.
Yep. Perfect.
All right. And we've got Poetry Open Mic on January 17th at Walls of Books. I haven't picked a featured poet yet, so be on the lookout for that. This week, for AS21, we'll be announcing not only our bestsellers for the month of December, but our bestsellers for all of 2018. And we'll be announcing a new hire. We have a new chief of outreach that is coming on board for the next few months. And she will be helping our creatives with their social media strategies. So that was one of Rhonda's goals. There's somebody whose brain you could pick to get some ideas. So
awesome.
All right. And so that pretty much wraps it up. A short and sweet episode. Just over 20 minutes. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have a fantastic 2019. It has been an honor and a privilege to reach out to all of you over the past 3 years plus, and we hope that this year we will complete this adventure together, and that you will all enjoy once Will the Magi is in your hands, whether it be paperback, hardcover, ebook, audiobook, gold filigree.
Digital upload to your brain. Who knows?
Yes.
Apache smoke signals.
Yes. However you choose to receive it. Dashed out text messages from the end of the world.
Bird song. I'll work on that one.
Oh, yeah. You got to get on that bird song.
Yeah, I will.
All right. For the Publish Me podcast and AS21 Media, I am Keith F. Sheldon.
I'm Rhonda Gaynor.
And as always, this is Paul Dickinson Russell. Remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories. We'll see you next month.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved. AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?